Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you're still around in 2050, come to Dublin. The public transport will be terrific. Expansion plans for the Lewis in Dublin have been unveiled, including two circular lines around Dublin and extensions to parts of the, various parts of the city. Paolo Carn Money is head of Light Rail Capital Programmes. Paolo, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, so how many, so will there be two Lewis going in a ring around the centre of the city and then another one outside the M50?
Yes, TII put a bit of thinking around the Greater Dublin Area Transport Strategy that is developed by the National Transport Authority. And we tried to come up with ideas on how to implement this extensive network. And as part of these ideas, we also mapped three orbital lines, which are spelled out in the strategy, but only verbally. And we think that these lines will work very well because the network comprises a lot of radial lines from various destinations, like Knocklyon or Blanchardstown or Lucan, to the city center. In other cities, like in Berlin, it is observed that these orbital lines work very well. But just to explain why we did this Vision Lewis 2050, which will be used to work with the Department of Transport and the National Transport Authority to impress, to inform the next strategies, it's because Lewis has been a resounding success. Last year, it carried 54 million passengers. And just to put it in context, Lewis is only 40 kilometers. The closest light rail to Lewis geographically is Manchester, in a much bigger city. It has 2.5 times the length, and it carries 12 million passengers less. So Lewis has been extremely successful. So in TII, we are very supportive of expanding the network in a coherent fashion, in line with the Greater Dublin Area Strategy. And that's how Lewis 2050 came about.
Yeah, I assume you're building all these because you're anticipating growth in Dublin, or just we need more of it anyway?
We need more for the existing demand and for the anticipated growth. The population is constantly increasing. As you heard earlier, the foreign direct investment is still strong, and Lewis is very suitable for growth and for passengers. The red and the green lines are among the most the busiest light rails in the world. In fact, the most common complaint is overcrowding and not enough frequency, and we are working actively to address this.
Yeah. Okay. So part of this is new lines in the suburbs of Blanchardstown, Clondalkin, Balgriffin, and Clongriffin, as well as two lines going around the city centre, another one outside.
An outer orbit, yes.
Will they all join up with each other?
They will, of course. They will, of course, and where it makes sense, there will be continuous services. A question that I'm asked often in my 30 years in the industry is, why don't you connect two lines sometimes and have a continuous service? Sometimes, even though it might suit some passengers, it doesn't make sense to have a continuous service. But where it is necessary, we will have continuous services through the lines. Yes.
Okay, so they might necessarily all join up then?
No, they will join up all physically or provide interchange depending on the exact point where they meet each other.
Yeah.
As it is all over the world.
Okay. Paolo, is this a plan or is this an aspiration?
This is a strategy. And
so it's neither a plan nor an aspiration.
It's an aspirational strategy that is supported by the Greater Dublin Area Strategy.
Okay.
I want to be clear. Obviously, this is subject to funding. The National Development Plan is being reviewed. But what the TII is saying is that there is a strategy around the Lewis. And the strategy builds on the success of the Lewis. And Lewis has been very successful in service, but has been very successful also in delivery.
Mm.
All of the lines have been delivered within 5 years from the approval of the planning and of the funding, and on budget, and delivered the benefits. It didn't start like that. I was here as a contractor in 2001, and I remember titles such as Vanity Projects, Cost Overruns, and my favorite one is Sexed Up Design Will Cost a Lot of Money.
Yeah.
And this didn't happen. So we are building on that delivery. And the reason why we wanted to put out there a vision that, as I say, we will use to inform the strategy that we work on with the National Transport Authority and the Department of Transport is that the success of projects in delivery depends depends fundamentally quite fundamentally on the continuity of delivery.
Yeah.
Having a pipeline. And okay. That's what we're trying to achieve here.
Yeah. So really, in a way, you're on here today, Paolo. You're talking to the Department of Transport. You're trying to drum up public support for this vision so that the Department of Transport would say, yes, we'll do that.
We know that the public support is there.
Yeah.
So we are working in Dublin on several lines. I'll come to that in a second. But our latest foray in the public domain was the launch of a preferred route for Cork, the first one outside Dublin.
Yeah.
And the consultation just concluded 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And over 1,000 submissions were received on this route. And over 50% advocate for more extensive network, so more LUAS there, and quicker delivery. So the support is there. Now it's a question of obviously looking at the practicalities, looking at the funding. We are working very actively with all stakeholders. We have developed a 4 kilometer extension to Finglas that is about to get in planning. That's imminent. And in TII, we are ready with NTA and with all stakeholders to deliver it.
Yeah. Why then, as you say, that you can deliver all this quickly and efficiently, why are you able to do this but Metro North isn't?
I would dispute that Metro North or Metro Inc, as it's called, is not able. Horses for courses, they say in English, I think. LUAS is very good for certain corridors, but it could never reach the capacity that is needed on the corridor that is the SORTS Dublin Airport City Centre. Just to give you an idea, the Green Line, which is one of the busiest light rails, can carry up to 7,000 passengers per direction per hour. Metrolink can carry and needs to carry 3 times more.
Sure. Yeah, and that's under the ground. So we know, but from an engineering point of view, is it easier to make a tram than an underground?
Yes, the level of complexity, the level of complexity is less, the scale is less, the supply chain is quite different.
Yeah. So you've issued this today, and then what's your time scale in the sense of when you might get a decision, yay or nay, or any of this? Because
there is multiple decisions here. The decision to progress with LUAS Finglas is imminent because the planning is going to land and we will pursue the further approvals to start construction, really, imminently. So LUAS Finglas is in the pipeline. We are selecting a route for Lucan, and the LUAS to Lucan, which is one of the other radials that you mentioned, will be published early in the new year. Cork, I mentioned, and there will be a revised route for Cork in the new year. We are looking at the feedback from the rich submissions that we got, the over 1,000 submissions that we got from third parties. And we are working also, we are selecting a route for Pullbag. So there will be multiple decisions. A key component will be the revision of the Greater Dublin Area Strategy by NTA that should start, if I remember correctly, next year. And our input as TII will be exactly informed by this vision.
Yeah. The problem is, though, it's 2050. Who knows will be in government like in 10 years' time? Don't mind 2050.
In 5 years' time, even. But you see, that's an incremental delivery. We are advocating that every 2 years we should start working on a new one. Mm. Because I repeat myself here, but I'm often asked why Milan, why in Madrid you can build for much less. And there are three conditions. The alignment of stakeholders. Here we need to have all stakeholders, and we work very well with all stakeholders to align for Ireland Inc. with their green jersey and row behind the projects. Mm. Steady funding. Mm. In Madrid, in Milan, they can raise municipal bonds, so there is the funding to create a pipeline. And the last one is a deep supply chain. You don't have a lot of supply chain if you don't have the pipeline, and it's a chicken and egg situation. That's what we're trying to achieve here.
Paolo, best of luck with that, and thanks very much for coming to talk to us today. That's Paolo Carbone, the head of Light Rail Capital Programs with TII.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.